The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 630-324-6666. We offer free consultations in many areas of law, and we have several geographic locations for your convenience. We serve all of Illinois, and we're also happy to meet with you and provide most legal services virtually without requiring you to leave your home. Enjoy the video.
Hi, this is Matt with Learn About Law, and today I'd like to talk a little bit about which states are the most landlord-friendly. When I say landlord-friendly, I am talking about what states have laws that make it easier for a landlord to evict a tenant for lease violation and do not require that things like security deposits or rent can be capped at a certain amount. Some states require that a landlord can only ask for a certain amount of money for a security deposit, and then the landlord has to return any unused portion of the deposit back almost right away, putting the landlord in a tough position if there is significant damage to the unit. Other states declare that a landlord can only raise the rent a certain percentage and only at certain times, also causing a difficult position for the landlord financially, as property taxes are rarely capped, the rent increases are. The state that is considered the worst state for landlords is California. And the most landlord-friendly state right now is Texas. The two states are polar opposites when it comes to the laws that dictate what landlords can and cannot do with their investment property. There are other states that fall somewhere in the middle. Or the state overall is considered good for landlords, but goes in favor of tenants in the more heavily populated metropolitan areas. One thing you can be certain of is that it is always a good idea to examine the landlord-tenant laws in the state where you are considering buying and operating a rental property. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below, and be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section. And subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Most consultations are free and all can be conducted remotely if you'd like. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.